Washington Irving was America's first internationally recognized man of letters.
Joseph Butler, curator of the Sleepy Hollow Restorations. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. April 3rd marked the 200th birthday of New York-born Washington Irving, who later moved into Sunnyside in Tarrytown, where we reached Joseph Butler.
He was a writer who was able to combine certain facets of American folklore and actual history in his early writings and create a kind of whimsical style that had been virtually unknown in this country before.
Washington Irving is best known, of course, for his short stories, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. But Butler notes that in Irving's time, he was famed for his studies of Christopher Columbus and George Washington. In fact, Irving was named for Washington, whom he had met as a child.
He devoted the latter years of his life to a work which went into five volumes and really into the 20th century remained the standard work on the life of Washington.
His comic History of New Amsterdam was written under the pseudonym of Diedrich Knickerbocker.
He lampoons the early Dutch families who inhabited New York and the Hudson River Valley.
And that got him in trouble with the Dutch descendants. As minister to Spain, it was Washington Irving's influence that persuaded the Spanish government to restore the Alhambra Palace.
If you go to Granada and visit the Alhambra Palace today, you'll probably find more people who are really aware of Washington Irving and who he was than you would generally find in this country.
In fact, Butler says that today, Washington Irving remains better known overseas than in his native land.
There are a great number of Japanese visitors who come to Sunnyside every year, and they're particularly interested in Irving because it is a standard requirement that they read The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle as they learn English.
Joseph Butler, curator of the Sleepy Hollow Restorations. The bicentennial of Washington Irving's birth is being marked by exhibits at Columbia, Yale, the New York Historical Society, and the New York Public Library. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.